Mishnah Beast, as we said before, one is not allowed to save anything from the fire, because we are worried that in his rush to save his possessions, and in his panic, he might come to put out the fire. However, things which are needed for Shabbos, such as food, he can save. However, even when he can save food, he can't save any food, because then again he'll start rushing and panicking to get as much food out of the house as he can, and he might come to put out the fire. So he can only save what he needs. He can save food for the three meals which one has to have on Shabbos. Haroi la'odom, that which is fitting and needed for a man, for his three seudais. La'odom, he can save for the man. And as well as that, haroi la'behema la'behema, food fit for animals, he can also save, because the halacha is that one is not allowed to start eating food himself unless he first gives a meal to his animals. So in order to have his three meals of Shabbos, he'll also need to get food for his animals. But that is the maximum amount of food which he can save. Now the Mishnah elaborates, Ketzad, how so? Nofla de Lekab Leni Shabbos, if the fire began on Friday night before they ate their first meal, so Matzinim Zon Shalos Udais, they can save the food for three meals. However, Bashachris, if the fire was in the morning, they've already had one meal, then Matzinim Zon Shteis Udais, they can now only save food for two meals, the remaining meals, the remaining food which they need for Shabbos. Bamincha, if the fire was in the afternoon, then Mazon Sud Achas, they can only save food for the one remaining meal, because that's all they need for Shabbos. However, interestingly, Rabbi Yossi says, La'olam atzilim zayn shalos u'dais, he can always save enough food for three meals, even if it's, let's say, towards the end of Shabbos, because the Rabbanon didn't make different laws for different times of Shabbos. They said that this is the amount of food which you're allowed to save from a fire on Shabbos, and that's the halacha, so it doesn't make a difference when exactly you save the food, since this is the amount of food one needs for Shabbos, that is the amount of food he is allowed to save, regardless of when on Shabbos he is saving it.